Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. We're live at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe, and we're excited to have the very funny John Crist on the line. Or not on the line. He's here.
He's here.
He is live in a living color with us. John, what's up? How you doing, man?
This is what it's like. I've never been down. I listen to it every day. I've never been here.
Yeah, well,
this is how it goes down.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah, we say, come down to Bar Lines. We're here.
And now we have you recorded saying you listen every day. So
every day.
We can tell people that's not a lie, so we appreciate that.
Well, the wildest thing that happened to radio was now you know what everybody looks like.
Yeah.
You're like, that's DVD? That's crazy. You just make up in your head what they look like.
Right, like the old days.
Yeah, like the old days. You're like, that's Vic in the morning? I thought he was black.
I know. It's funny, like in the last 5 years or so, that's the kind of where that started, and now it's like everybody's doing it.
Well,
it's
now
like,
you have to be on Instagram. You don't want to be on Instagram. They're like, yeah, we got to do all this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I just had a meeting about that yesterday about social media, and I'm like, listen, I if it went away tomorrow, I'd be happy.
But I
understand that it's a part of what we do. So tell me what to do, and we'll make it all work.
Yeah. You know what's the worst is the social media people for the NFL teams when they're walking out. What's your favorite type of cake?
Yeah.
I can't stand that content. I cannot stand that content. Hey, who's your favorite Christmas carol? And you're like, what? I'm trying to go to practice. Right. We're 0-3. We don't have time for this.
You hit the not top when you did the high school football coach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that thing got
that was my peak.
three or four million views.
Oh,
I mean,
dude,
it took off.
Hundreds of millions of views. People still come up to me in the airport. They're like, dude, did you get fired for that?
That's great.
I never let them know I'm a comedian. I go, yeah, dude, I'm out of a job. We got 22 excuses, 11 on my offense, 11 on my defense. Everybody says that to me. They yell it to me in the airport still now. That was like 5 years ago.
That's great.
But, I mean, obviously it's been good for your career because, you know, it can – obviously you put one thing out there that people just – gravitate towards
they
and
take
it's,
it.
It's done.
Sports is unique like that.
Yeah.
There's just such a, like, you go to every city and you realize, like, we're going on the road this weekend. Let's see where we're going to Charleston and then, I guess, Macon, Georgia. But there's some cities where you, St. Louis, you cannot make fun of the Cardinals.
Really?
They don't think it's funny. They don't, even if they're terrible. And there's some cities like Cleveland, you can make fun of the Browns. You know, there's some.
They embrace it.
It's not a joke. And that where they're very, very territorial about their sports teams.
How did you find this out?
It's trial and error.
Yeah.
I don't think anywhere in Wisconsin you would make fun of the Packers. Nowhere. Nowhere. Nowhere in Arkansas would you make fun of the University of Arkansas. Like some, I think it's some that don't really have other, is such a storied franchise. I think you could comics have come to town, make fun of the Preds or make fun of the Titans, I think we'd have a good sense of humor about
it. Yeah, I don't think we'd mind.
Yeah. It doesn't hold us like, you know, your grandpa passed it down. When did we get the Titans?
The first year was 99.
99, yeah. I don't like the Houston fans trying to – I don't like them wearing our jerseys, though, I'll tell you that.
They don't like you wearing their jersey.
They think it's there.
Right. You have made Joe Dubin's day because that Atlanta Falcons hoodie, like the old school logo, he thinks red helmet is the greatest thing ever.
Dion days?
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had an era. Back in the, the Dirty Bird.
Yeah, Jamal, right? Yeah.
If I just said Jamal Anderson, people are driving home from work. They're like, that was not a name I was expecting to hear. He invented the Dirty Bird.
He did.
Yeah.
Gosh, and the Michael Vick. Do we have Penix?
You said it correctly, so thank you.
Is he?
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Is he the guy? Is he the next Mike?
Could be the guy. Could be. They had a bad game versus the Panthers last week.
Horrible.
So do you still have nightmares with the Super Bowl? 28-3?
Speaking of, I don't think it's funny. I still don't think.
So you never make fun of that?
No. I mean, dude, I was so depressed. That was the most depressed I've ever been about sports. I mean, I'm a Braves, Hawks, Falcons, and Georgia Tech fan. Those are all my teams.
Why Georgia Tech and not Georgia?
Well, I hate Georgia. I hate the University of Georgia. I don't like their fan base. I don't like anyone that's from university. This is going to get too deep, but they don't have anything else going for them in life. The dogs, the dogs. I'm like, dude, you're 40. You're like in the blogs, like in the chat rooms. I'm like, dude, get a job, brother.
SEC fans are the only people that still use chat rooms
and message boards.
that is 100% true.
It's like Dog Nation or like roofroof.com.
Like Joe Rexrode, when he writes for The Athletic, does like a looking at the message boards. I'm like,
yeah,
who still does a message board? Apparently the SEC.
Yeah, from whatever county that is up there.
So where were you? Where'd you watch that Super Bowl? It's 28-3 at halftime. You're feeling good.
I was feeling great, man. I was at my buddy Isaac's house. He is my best friend, and he lived in Chicago at the time. Now I got money, but I didn't have. if my team
What's
was in the
like?
Super Bowl, I'd be there.
Right,
I'd be there, no question. But I did fly to watch it with my. Same with the Braves when we won in 2021. I had to be with my family.
Yeah, Chase went to those games down there.
Yeah, I went to three of them. Yeah,
I got to game three, and game five.
Yeah.
So the one game three and then game five was the hit the grand slam and you're kind of like,
Solaire.
Is it going to happen? I think it might happen. And then then they came back and
I was
like,
they're
going to close this in six.
Do you think if you guys hit, I wonder everybody listening, if you hit big money, would you just turn into following your team?
Oh
yeah.
And just Matthew McConaughey it and just go to every game.
Yeah, if you've seen this, like LSU comes.
Is that everybody's dream?
LSU comes to play Vanderbilt in October.
So. Yeah.
And there's this whole caravan of RVs that come to town.
Yeah.
Like hundreds and hundreds.
And they just bend to every game.
Every game they go to. They'll take over Nashville. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and you go, man, there was a girl that was like stalking my tour bus one time. She came to like five shows in a row, just followed the bus, and we had to have security out there. And then everybody was making fun of her, and I go, I wish I cared about something this much. You know what I'm saying? I was like, she cares. Like, I give her some credit.
Right.
It's like the Swifties. They care.
Oh, yeah.
They do care.
They care. They go everywhere.
They make change happen.
They do. Yeah.
I thought about maybe
doing – I'm a big Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney fan, NASCAR.
Yeah.
That just go to every race.
Yeah.
Because if you're an LSU fan, you're in town 5 days out of the season.
Easily.
NASCAR is 37 weeks on the road.
Yeah.
Everyone. That's crazy.
Brad, I like both those guys.
Yeah,
so
those are my guys.
Blaney likes to have fun.
Oh,
Brad,
yeah, he'll get out
Brad's
there.
Got
yeah.
the, you know, the family now. But
yeah, he's dialed it back. He's got four kids now.
Yeah, yeah. So he's
that dope. Would be every race. You should do a documentary on that.
That could be fun.
Every race.
Yeah. I mean, when they came here back in May, I remember talking to people like, where were you last week? Wherever the race was. It's like, so when do you go home? And they said October.
They don't
like,
go
are
home.
You kidding
they
me?
They live on buses that are nicer than our house.
I guess you got to be something. They might be very poor or very rich.
Yeah.
There's a limit in there.
Yeah.
I think if you hit gigantic money, would I go to every Falcons game? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I would go to every one.
You'd have a plane.
Would you RV it?
Plane. Oh, I might RV it. I don't know where to park. And yeah. You know, there's
Well, you have a
better.
Guy to figure that out.
Yeah, yeah somebody has sent me. I told my tour manager I want to make enough money where I go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the NASCAR race on Sunday.
Yeah.
You could do it. You're John Cruise.
Yeah.
Well, you could get to the – like Jimmy Buffett got to the point where he only played on like Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays.
Correct.
That's what
and
I
that was it.
Yeah. I'd say, hey, I'm going to Paducah, Kentucky on Tuesday. And then they go, sounds good. And there's four people there. I don't think I'm Paducah on Tuesday. Give me a couple more football videos. I'm going to make my way out there.
John Chris is with us at Bar Lines. I mean, I wanted to ask you this. I've got it written down. What's the one moment where you're on stage, you looked out, and you see somebody famous, and you're like, oh, my God, why is this person here?
Oh, yeah. That happens. You can't see much at the live show.
Yeah.
But they will either, it's like if I was going to a Morgan Wallen concert, I might be like, hey, we're coming. And there people would be like, let's make sure we take care of it. So it kind of goes both ways.
Yeah.
It's not so much. It's either before the show or on social media. You go, they shared my video? It was like my fiance was like, yo, like Jennifer Garner shared your videos. I'm like, she did? Like, I don't even know how I come onto her screen.
Right.
So like, what? Yeah. Which is an honor, obviously. Or somebody that recognized you go, dude, it's usually the wife, I'll be honest. It's like that we got of, what's his name? The Burke from the Titans. What's
Burke
his name?
Nihil.
Yeah. He goes, hey, we'd love to have you out to a game. I go, well, who in your house? How did my video get across your screen? Yeah. It's always something like that. They go, and I'm honored to take it.
Did you go over there?
I hope you made them pay you. Not yet.
Yeah. I've been out of town. Yeah.
You've missed nothing. So
there you go.
Can you call plays? Because they might need help with that.
You know what? It's interesting because a lot of Nashville people are not from here.
Yeah.
And so what do you – we've had this conversation before. And what – I think I am allowed to follow the Titans. Now, I'm a Falcons fan.
Yeah.
I root for them, but I cannot talk trash on behalf of them. I think that's where
they're right.
I can go to games. Point. I can be glad that, but I'm not fighting somebody in the concourse. I'm a Falcons fan.
Right. Yeah.
But a lot of people are from this city are not like – they're like, well, you can't be like, dude, I'm a Bama fan and like a Duke basketball fan. Like, dude, how did you? We have to have some kind of rules.
We have somebody we work with that, shout out to Cliff, that is a, let's see if I get this right, Auburn football fan.
Cannot
be. Carolina basketball and Yankees.
Yeah.
That's right. No, get him out. And he still works here?
Yeah,
he does. Right. No. Does everybody know all the personalities who they root for? They don't?
For the most part. I would say, like, you don't really care.
We have something in common.
What's that?
We both went to Samford.
Oh, you did? Let's go.
Yeah. But that's where the comparison ends because whereas Samford really embraces you, they've asked me not to ever mention that I went there. And that's half truth. So, I root for him in football. I still root for him in football because I played there.
If you played there?
Yeah.
Why don't you say this at the beginning?
Because nobody cares.
Who's your quarterback?
Jimbo Fisher was my quarterback when I was there.
Was he really?
Yeah, he went there for 1 year.
I've heard that.
Yep.
Gosh, dude.
Yes.
John Chris is with us. You're going to play the Opry House again, right?
Playing the Opry January 25th. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. What was it like? Because you've done that before, right?
Yep. So, I played the Opry many times at the Grand Ole Opry. Never my show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this will be – this is – January 25th is you –
this is the let's see. I've done the. This is the. I mean, I guess Bridgestone. I guess Nissan would be the Super Bowl. Nobody, no comedian is doing Nissan. Nate says he's going to do it.
Maybe the new Nissan.
Yeah, the Bridgestone.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, the new because that's inside, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. This would be like the this me playing the Opry is like the wild card game. Yeah, I played a couple at the Opry. I did 3 sold-out shows at the Opry last time. This is
at the Ryman.
At the Ryman. Yep.
So what was that like? I mean, that's the Ryman.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, the acoustics in there are perfect. The Grand Ole Opry is even better. But the second row of the balcony comes so close. You ever sat in the front row of the balcony?
Yes, I have.
It's right there. You're right there. It's the best seat in Nashville. It's just like a warm blanket of love.
Do you have that? Like, I've talked to people that have played the Ryman that are like, I do kind of have that moment where I feel ghosts for a second because of who all has played there. Like,
unbelievable.
Hank Williams is going next door to Tootsie's to get a drink or something, you know?
Like, they go, hey, do you want to go? Do you want to play at the Civic Auditorium? I go, yeah, and then I'll check into rehab. That would be insane. I'm joking. But there are some venues in town that you go, I go, send me to the op. It's so warm in there.
Yeah.
It's the best place to see a comedy show.
John Chris is with us. We'll have more with him coming up next. We're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel here at Barlines on 102.5 The Game. Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Barlines. John Chris is with us. So we asked our question of the day, describe the Titans with a country song.
Oh, yeah.
And we have had – our listeners have had a lot of fun with that today.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one. I said D-I-V-O-R-C-E, Tammy Wynette.
Perfect.
That's a good one.
Our sponsors are great.
Man.
So, yeah, a Falcons fan, but you're all Atlanta fan? I mean, Braves,
all
Hawks.
All Atlanta, yeah.
Dominique Wilkins, greatest basketball player of all time. I'll argue all day with that.
Greatest dunker of all time.
The best.
No question. And he was in the Jordan era, too.
That's right.
He was a freak, man.
He was the best.
Well, you know how like your favorite sports memory, same with your favorite band and your favorite music is like and favorite movie. It was for a guy about 10 to 12 to 13 when you're like Happy Gilmore, whatever it came out, you were like The Counting Crows, The Collective Soul and my favorite bands. I can't have a favorite band now. When you were like my dad was the chaplain for the Georgia Tech and for the Falcons.
Oh, wow.
And so that's cool. Would take us down there. We saw John Konkak. We thought that guy was
huge.
Goliath.
Right.
There. He's a regular NBA player now, but Spud Webb was in there. And we were just Tree Rollins. All the we
Doc I mean, Rivers?
Doc Rivers. Yeah, because a lot of times everybody listening is go, you know what I want to do? I want to denounce the Titans. Right? They're doing bad. I want to choose. You go, yeah, you're going to choose a different fan base, and they're going to win a Super Bowl, and you're not going to be as happy as if you stuck with the Titans and they won. You're not going to be.
Save that. That's our producer. Save that one.
Everybody that's calling in, is the only reason they're calling in is because they love the Titans.
Right.
They love the Titans. And I have to say the same about my team. So you go, man, the Braves have unbelievable lineup this year. Didn't make the playoffs.
Yep.
And you're just watching them and you go, God, but that's what makes it. That's what the Cubs, when they find the world, all those. I think everything nets out. Like, if you're a Patriots football fan and you got six, I don't think it means as much as when the Cubs.
Yep.
I think sure. Everyone's fandom nets out
right.
In the end. You know?
Well, like, I'm a Braves fan, too. So, yep. 21, like, we're around the same age, I
yep.
think.
Yep.
I was a kid in 95. I don't remember. I remember it, but I don't remember yep. much of it.
Yeah.
21 was like, that was the first time in my life that I could truly enjoy watching my team win the whole thing.
When your team ended the season with a win.
Yes.
I was the split national championship Georgia Tech football in Colorado in 1990.
Correct.
I don't really count that. I was six. I got the Braves twice, and that's about it.
Yeah.
95. How many you got?
Zero. Because I'm just
zero.
Like.
And you got nothing?
I just like sports overall.
What do you got? You got one.
Well, I got that one, and then I grew up a Cowboys fan before before the Titans. So, but again, I was too young to really remember.
What
I just watched the documentary on Netflix and was like, okay, I learned so much about this that I don't know.
What about the Samford winning the conference? That's got to – because we're going to the national – we're not going to win that.
Is that 22?
20 – not last year, but the year before.
23. Okay, yeah. They got beat by North Dakota. Yeah, that was great. I root for them.
That was
great. Feels good.
Get that as a championship, but man, it feels great.
It does.
Yeah. Can you go, I'm a Steeler fan now, and then you're just going to buy an Aaron Rodgers jersey? And go, no.
Yeah,
stop.
Right.
It's not going to mean anything.
It's like Yankee fan. It's so.
Stop.
You're like, what about Paul O'Neill? They're like, never heard of Paul O'Neill.
Never heard
like,
of him.
You're not a Yankee fan. Stop it.
Yeah.
See, my favorite now is I grew up a Vanderbilt fan, and forever it was like people would ask me, who's your college team? I'd be like, Vandy. And now it's like, I'm a Vandy fan. Yeah, Diego Pavia. Like,
I will say I looked at that schedule and I took the under on the 5.5 wins.
Well,
it's a daunting schedule.
I'm regretting that, but they got four now.
Yeah. Look, they should win Saturday, and then who knows from there.
Then you still got a chance. It's only five wins.
And I don't like to say that out loud because Diego Pavia.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So you had Herb Street on your podcast. What's your podcast, the name of it?
Net Positive.
Yeah. All right. You brought Herb Street on. How
if
was
you come
that?
Over to our podcast, you're not hearing about the Titans. So I don't know.
I don't get it all out, man.
That's
It was, man, he lives in town. You know that?
Oh, he moved back?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is embarrassing. The reason why I'm going to admit how I knew that is my fiance, her parents come to town. This is terrible to admit live. We took the Nashville Celebrity Home Tour. I know, dude. You know that bus that goes slow?
Yes,
you go,
there
I
is
on
one?
It. I was on it.
Oh,
and they were like,
we need
oh.
to do this. Someday.
No, it's actually
did they go by your house?
No, I was on the bus. Who's that guy? Yeah. They took you down. This is where, Tammy Wynette lived. This is where, Eric Church lived. Well, they can't say.
Right.
They kind of have to say. Some people call this guy Chief, and then it's illegal to say that you're profiting off of.
Yeah.
What, you play a match game on this bus?
Yeah, you're this girl has 16 Grammys, and she walked out of her slamming screen door, and then you got Taylor Swift. Are you trying to guess? But we went and so Kirk came on the podcast. I told him that. I go, you know how I knew you lived here? Because we went, and he goes, well, there's a couple other celebrities on our street, and the bus is always driving down the street, and we're always trying to figure out who the bus is coming to look at. Now he has – that's the bus right there. It's that bus right there. That's literally the bus. You're going Franklin Park, and it's slow. It's going slow.
Right.
And you're like, what is this bus? I was on it. It was the most embarrassing, but it was awesome.
It looks like an FBI spy van.
Kirk said, I'm going to go brag to the guys on the block because it's like some guys from – other bands and stuff like that.
Well, now you got
to
spill it.
What? Where he lives?
No. Who else is on that street? You know?
Who else is
Rascal Flatts?
From, and I'm gonna use somebody. Who's that band?
Kings of Leon.
Yeah, yeah, it was a couple of those guys, and then it was some other. Yeah.
You're good because you're not actually saying it. We're saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't say it. Yeah. Yeah. But he. I mean, his schedule is just unreal during the year. So he said he'd come by in the off season. We were. He's great too. Everybody.
Did he bring the dog?
He didn't bring the dog. No, I think okay. It was a little too early in the morning. But he's one of those guys. I love the guys that, like, sometimes guys talk, like, loosely, but they're not big enough. Some guys are, when you go, man, this guy, and he was dishing on everybody. And it's such good podcast content. Sometimes people come on the pod and they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to give us something here. It's a comedy podcast, and he was talking about all. McAfee and everybody. That thing was on headlines everywhere.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he different than what you expected?
I mean, he knows everything. I'm a Georgia Tech fan, and he goes, oh, dude, Brent Key's got him going in the right. I mean, how would you know? I mean,
he does, but
he knows everything. And that's what's great. You know, he said the most hate he gets is from – here's how good of a broadcaster is. He said the most hate he gets is from Ohio State fans when he calls Ohio State games.
Oh,
because
wow.
You're not being – he graduated from there.
Yep, right.
Like, that's how good he is, that nobody knows that he went there or he has some kind of bias toward the team.
He was there with Vrabel and Eddie and Chris Sanders.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. And calling a game where his son was playing, by the way,
yeah, that's
in the
right.
National championship. No ESPN – ABC, Disney would never allow that if there was any kind of potential bias.
When he was at Clemson, right? When his boys at Clemson, yeah.
Yeah. Wild, dude. Yeah, he was great, man. I like those guys talking sports because they care. They care so deeply.
I think it's great. I also think awesome. I had no idea there was a Nashville celebrity bus tour. Yeah,
well, you might be on it.
Yeah. I think you should host it.
Oh, there's no Shaq. Yeah. There are the three lists.
You coming out to the bus at your house. Stop. Hold on. Let me sign an autograph. Why is that guy signing an autograph?
What is this bus doing in Donaldson?
Yeah.
Oh, it's broke down. Bless their hearts.
Oh, God. I think you can get to because if you find out that if you're a celebrity and you find out you're on the tour, you can get a cease and desist and they can't come back because that's illegal. You can't exploit someone's like that.
Yeah,
name, image, and likeness. I know Dabo Sweeney doesn't know what that is, but come on.
Hey, I can tell you this: if I ever get to that level where somebody's coming to my house, they can do it. But if you think I'm not going to walk out there naked or something just like hey, how y'all doing?
If there's any kids on this tour, close your eyes.
Well, right. Just mess with people.
Oh God.
John Chris is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe show. So you're going to Charleston?
We're going to Charleston tonight. Charleston, Macon, Georgia, and Hiawassee, Georgia.
Nice.
This weekend. I don't want to brag, but you know, I'm hitting the big cities.
Yeah. Nice.
What's the difference between North Charleston and Charleston? Is there a story here, buddy, that we need to know about?
Just like, I thought you were setting up a joke.
No. You're playing in North Charleston.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's just what the place is called.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are bad areas of Charleston. Whatever area we're in, I usually ask, I go, hey, what's like – like if I go, hey, where do rich people live in this city? And if we come to Nashville, they go Franklin. I go, all right, where do poor people live? And they'd be like Antioch or something like that. And no disrespect to anyone from Antioch listening, but I would go out in the show. I go up front. Rich people up front, it's Franklin, I can smell y'all. And then I point to the balcony and go, Antioch. I mean, I just gave away one of my secrets. In every city in America, that crushes so hard. And I just asked the security guard, I go, hey, where's like a...
Yeah.
And then I go, I've never been to this city. The security guard just told me that, and they laughed even harder. Every city in America.
How long did it take you to... Because like we've had a lot of comics on the show that kind of give the inside of like their journey and everything. When did you have that moment where it was like, all right, I actually think I may have something here?
Oh, man. Did you ask Greg Warren that? Because I don't know if he knows now. No, I'm just joking. He's a good buddy of mine.
He's been around a long time.
Greg Warren's the king, man. Greg Warren is the king. No better joke writer than Greg Warren. I would say, well, I started at my dad's church. My dad's a preacher.
Right.
So if you ever been to like a church service, like, you know, a new trendy church, they got a guy that comes out and does the announcements. So, you know, the worship music plays, and then a guy comes out. So I was, like, kind of doing that at my church. And I was very, like, I want to say very kind of irreverent a little bit. So I was like, I don't know, the church picnic's on Sunday. I'm probably just going to go to meet girls. And they were like, they just couldn't, there weren't dirty jokes, but they just couldn't believe somebody was saying these things from the church.
You were saying that of the Lord's house?
Yeah, kind
How
of like
dare
that.
You?
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I'll be like, you know, we got a food drive coming up next week. Honestly, I've been to some of y'all's pantries. We don't want anything. And, you know, they're just like, it was just so like wild that I was saying that. That's how it started. And I had a lot of confidence, I think, because the pastor, I was like, well, y'all can't fire me.
Right.
Like, the guy that was in charge thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
So I just kind of started riffing off. Like, and then somebody goes, well, you should go to a comedy club. You should go at a comedy club. And I will never forget this. I walked in like I was, and then it was horrific. The first time at a real comedy club.
Yeah.
They were like, no.
Was this in Denver?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. At the Laughing Skull Lounge. I go, my skin gets a little dark in the summer. A lot of people ask me what race I am. I'm not white. I'm more like wheat. That was the response. Not a word.
Oh, man.
And then I go, and I was very confident. I was like, this is going to be amazing. And then I go, well, my dad's white. My mom's 9 grain. And that 2 minutes is about how long you start.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the longest 2 minutes of my life, brother.
Is that the Vortex?
Yeah, the Vortex. Yeah. Live okay. Down there on Peachtree.
Yep.
2 minutes. Yep. Is you go to Zany's. If you want to do open mic night, they got one on Thursday.
Yeah.
They give you two and a half minutes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Being a stand-up comic is the best career on earth. It is terrifying if it's going bad.
Oh, I'm
it
sure.
It is terrifying, so, dude. It's so scary.
So full disclosure, I have been...
You done it?
No, but I've been wanting to, and I've been writing a little bit, like trying to...
Say kind less. Of, we'll get the place filled up with fans.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I haven't... Like, everybody keeps telling me, go do, like, an open mic night.
Yeah.
And crash and burn.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of figure it out. Like so I feel like it's one of those... You got to go fail first. Yeah.
Well, I feel like a lot of people are doing it now as their fantasy football punishment.
Yeah.
if you lose fantasy football, you got to do stand-up.
Yeah.
But yeah. And that you could sit in a Waffle House for 24 hours and eat waffles before you would do that.
Yeah.
That is so – there's no barrier to entry to comedy. If you want to be a doctor, you got to go get the loans, pass the test, do the residency. You can be a stand-up comic. They will introduce you, our next comic, and they will introduce you. You get the title – day one.
Yeah.
The only barrier to entry to stand-up comedy is fear.
Right.
That's it. And everybody, nobody does it.
Get him going up.
Yeah.
We had Pat McGann on 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
And Pat was giving him advice.
Was Pat was telling me to stay on radio.
Yeah. Pat's like, what are you doing comedy? You got a radio show. I'll take your radio show.
Yeah. Well, straight off. Pat's funny. Pat's very funny.
He was.
Yeah. Very funny.
So is the writing like your favorite part?
Yeah. I've been. I woke up at 7 and I've been writing until just now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been getting...
Because everything
I just kind of live. It's a weird... I think about the wires in our brains aren't really connected.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it didn't connect, right? And we go in this world of make-believe,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I just say it out loud.
How much material... Because your fiancé's in news.
Yeah.
So how much material does she give you without even trying?
Oh, well, she works for WSMV. They got this, I don't know where they get the news, but these emails that are like breaking issues.
Yeah.
Sometimes she just sent them to me. You know, squirrels on the loose in Gallatin or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, unbelievable. Something wild happens.
Yeah.
A horse and buggy wreck or something like that. I'm like, what is going on? All you got to do is just go outside and take notes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's all right there.
I know we got to break real quick, but I got to ask this question. How many times have you been announced on stage? John Christ.
All the time. Yeah. That makes it funnier. Yeah. Well, everybody knows now that that's not how it sounds.
Right.
And it's funnier that it's funnier every time.
You just let it go?
I just let it go.
That's good,
my
man.
My middle name is Barack. We won't get into that, but that is my middle name. It's a Bible it's a character in the Bible.
Jonathan Barack Christ.
I should go by J. Barack Christ. That should be a stage name, dude.
Oh, man.
That is good. John Chris is with us. Net Positive is, of course, the podcast, and he will be at the Grand Ole Opry House on Sunday, January 25th, which we're looking forward to that. Thanks so much for doing this, man.
No, you know what? Do you have
Absolutely.
To go?
Nope, I'm good.
Can we keep him through birthdays?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We sure. do a Famous segment bro. Called...
I know the segment.
Okay.
Dude,
okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. All right.
I'm hanging
okay.
out.
We will do that. Well, we'll have more with John Chris. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday.
John Chris is with us.
There we go.
Having some fun today here at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. So after this weekend, what's kind of your schedule?
Oh, let's say the next weekend after that, we're on tour until about middle of December.
Okay.
So we just go out every Thursday night. We leave on the tour bus, and then we do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we come home Sunday.
I asked, I said, when do you leave? Are you driving? I was like, do you get in your car and go to
yeah,
try? You're like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm in a tour bus.
So yeah, like, on a bus. We live on a bus. Yeah.
So do you pick your opening acts?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Easy way. You got somebody to submit?
Yeah, Chase.
Yeah.
let me work on it.
Hey, Chase, listen. You got it. Here's the key. I think we get him out in Nashville. We take him up to, you know, Peoria.
Yep. Yeah.
And I go, this is a guy. He's trying it for the first time. And then it'll be a very warm audience.
Just walk out there.
That's the way to do it.
I like that.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the way to do it. You don't want to come out of my opera show.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Ooh. Yeah. Because they say if you can make it in Peoria.
Yeah, you can make it.
You can make it anywhere.
You can make it anywhere.
That's a good place to start.
So your opera show, January the 25th.
Yeah.
Tickets on sale yet?
Tickets on sale. Went on sale last week. It's almost the first one is almost full.
Nice.
Yeah. How does that feel? When you see sold out
good.
Next to that.
It feels pretty good. Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of people said congratulations for doing the Opry. I go, well, it's 4,400 seats. It doesn't get on sale yet. Let's congratulate when it's full.
Yeah,
anybody
right?
Anybody can book it. You could book it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then nobody would come. You're like, we'll see. Let's see when it sells out.
I got two seats, Joe and Jake.
Yeah,
awesome.
Boom! Let's get off the stage. Get off. Oh, man.
So, obviously, Nashville has a lot of comics. Zanies is,
comics.
You know, a great club and everything. So.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like athletes? You guys are all cool with each other, or is there like feuds? Or
Well, there's big comedy feuds. There's obviously the coasts, New York versus LA, have been going on for a long time. But you know what we got now, and this is, we need all the Nashville people to support us. It's Nashville versus Austin.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because Austin has, you know, the Kill Tony, the Joe Rogan, the Tom Segura, and they have a very. Nashville's very clean.
Yep.
There's a lot of clean comics. Me, Nate, Kathleen Madigan, Jeff Allen, Henry Cho, Dusty Slay, Aaron Weber, Brian Bates, all these great comics from here. And then obviously the universe down there in Austin is a little different. We make it a bigger deal than it is, but there is a lot of of course, dude, of course.
I saw you bring up Dusty Slay. I saw him like 10, 12 years ago.
Yep.
I don't remember who he opened for.
Okay.
That's how
at Zanies?
Yeah, at Zanies.
Oh, yeah.
But he was the opener, and I think he was pretty fresh.
That's a good way to say that.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny.
Like I remember, and so I went up to him afterwards, and I was like, "Hey, man, you know, really funny." And I had just started hosting a show on the weekends, and we connected on social media, and I was like, "Hey, why don't you come on my show?" And like two dudes that are just kind of starting their career, and he came in studio and was like handing out CDs and stuff.
Yeah. Good for him, yeah.
And now you look at
now he's on Netflix, and you can be like one of those guys with the bands. I knew him before.
I knew him
that's right.
Oh, now of course he's like, "Hey, man, like doesn't know."
You went on Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show.
Yep, June.
I watch it. You it was awesome. I always think, what was going through your mind when you're sitting behind the curtain?
That's what am I talking about? That's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
For a comedian getting on the Tonight Show is the Super Bowl. He said. I go, I'm thinking to myself, all right, there's two guys that went on in front of me, the guy from the F1 movie and some actress, supermodel or whatever. I go, and Jimmy Fallon is so good.
Yeah.
You could sit on the couch and be unconscious and he could carry it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Going out with a microphone, walking up and just going, it is a rush. Like nothing else.
How long did you get?
Four and a half. Yeah, 4.5. They give, but it can go. Why it's so scary is it can go bad.
Yeah, right.
And you're just like, I'm pretty sure this is gonna kill, and it did. But it is such a vulnerable. I played tennis. Oh, I played tennis at Sanford. You know that?
I did not.
I played tennis all through high school and college. Division I, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, you did.
The street, let me know. but my therapist was like, I think comedy, and it's the same, because if you win, it's all you. And if you lose, it's all you.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
true.
You know what I'm saying? Tennis and stand-up comedy are very the same. There's no team.
Yeah.
You can't be like, oh, the coach, the players, the scheme, the whatever. It's like everything up here you came up with. And if it's good, you can get the rewards of it. And if it's bad,
right,
it's not too many people to point at.
So you got all this material. How did you get your 4 minutes? You've got some great stuff. How did condense 4 minutes for that?
Well, they told me.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I suggested things to them, but they were – I had this joke about DoorDash, and they go, well, they're a sponsor, so you're not using that joke.
Please don't do that.
I go, fair. I had a joke about some other guest. There was a guest, and they go, we're not – you can't do that joke. And it's very corporate, which is – they have their own interest, which is good. They go, this is not going to work. And then you can't do anything political, can't do anything religious for a good reason.
Yes. Sure.
And kind of, it has to be kind of very general – for everyone. Like I do.
So half the comics in America are out.
More than that. For a comic to be able to do a set from the Tonight Show is the top 1%.
Yeah, right.
If that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you go, hey, that's that joke. If you're going to, hey, what's the difference between, you go to New York City, they're like, dude, you ever dated a girl that took the 3 train to the Bronx? You're like, I don't know what this means. You know what I'm saying? Or a lot of Nashville comics that would do jokes about Nashville, but that's not going to travel.
Sure.
So you go, well, that's not going to. But then you go to certain cities and this has to be general market for everybody in America. Yeah.
So what was that like? You do the set. Do you get invited? I don't remember if you got invited to the couch or not.
Yeah, I got invited to the couch with Jimmy. Yeah.
And then you sit there, they go to the commercial break, and you're like, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man. I was like, I told my fiance, I go, normally, you know, comic is very, I'm annoyed at everything.
Yeah.
People walking on the street, cars going slow, smells, everything annoys me. I said, after that Tonight Show, I was walking down in New York City, I go, you guys are all doing great. I go, here's some money. Everybody doing great. Yeah. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. That is awesome. All right, we're going to have you play Celebrity Birthdays with us.
I'm ready.
Coming up next. We're looking forward to that. Chasing Big Joe, he is John Chris, hanging out with us here at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game. The Game on this Thursday. Appreciate John Chris for hanging out with us in the final hour, and we're excited to have him join us for America's favorite.
It's a lot of pressure.
No, it's going to be fun. It is time.
A lot of pressure.
For what day is it? And celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., the backbone of Middle Tennessee's construction scene since 1997. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right. First on the list, it says, if you see something, say something. Awareness Day. I see a lot of things. I don't know if I can be that aware. let's see. Binge Day is today. If you like a nice HBO show, whatever. There you go. International Ataxia Awareness Day. Make sure your ears are all right there. Let's see. Math Storytelling Day is today. I don't do math.
No,
that's why I'm in sports. National Crab Meat Newberg Day. So if you like crab meat, get some crab legs, James Winston. National Cooking Day is today. National Lobster Day, I guess that goes with the crab meat. National One-Hit Wonder Day. Okay.
Okay.
National Open the Magic Day. Okay. National Psychotherapy Day. Hey, Unity Psychiatric Care. There you go. National Food Service Employees Day today.
Shout out to them.
Broadway.
National Quesadilla Day. Go for a good chicken quesadilla. National Research Administrators Day. National Tune-Up Day.
Man, how many days are there? Good Lord. We got John Christ here.
Yeah. Remember the Thursday. We'll remember John Christ on this Thursday. Let's see. World Dream Day is today. And World Pharmacist Day. That's it.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. I told John during the break, nobody outside our station has ever set in on this segment. That's how much we love you, John.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yes, this is
a lot
of pressure.
And what am I doing just saying nice things about these celebrities?
No, you guess the age.
Within 2 years.
Yeah, within two years.
So,
you
know, somebody's 32, if you say 35, doesn't count. You got anyone's 2 years.
It's like over-under Bill Simmons podcast.
Yes. Except we're better.
Guess the line.
quick shout out to Nelda Hargrove, Reno Riggins' mom.
Nice.
Turns 80 today. Nelda, we love you. Happy birthday. All right,
if
here we go, boys.
Said Nelda, you would have to over-under. I'd go 80.
You would. All right, first birthday. John, you get to go first today.
Okay.
Mark Hamill. How old is Mark Hamill?
40.
Luke Skywalker?
Yes.
71.
74.
Oh, got it. The original.
Yeah.
All right, I'm off one.
All right.
Is it me versus him?
Yeah.
Well, no, you're going to go. We're going to let you go.
But it's me.
Yeah, it's.
So he's up 1-0.
Yeah. Oh, no, he got it. What'd you say?
71.
71.
He's 74.
Yeah, so I was off.
You're off.
Yeah.
All right. Michael Douglas. How old is Michael Douglas?
68.
74.
81. Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear is when I was at, yeah, that, she was a big part of my teenage years, I'll tell you that. So I'm 41. I'm going to say 50. Austin Powers? 50.
That's Heather Graham.
Oh.
Melrose Place.
She's going to be older than that.
62.
63. Gosh.
Chase up one the night.
She was married to Tommy Lee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Will Smith.
Will Smith got to be. Will Smith's not 50 yet.
Why don't you tell us?
Will Smith's 49.
All right.
52.
57.
What?
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, Black who's married to Michael Douglas.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
How old is she?
It's got to be 53.
56.
56 exactly.
Gosh, you're good at this game.
3-0. Rapper, actor from Atlanta, Donald Glover.
Let's see. I'm going to say he's younger than me. He's got to be 39. Donald Glover, 39.
42.
42 exactly.
Boom.
How are you doing?
5-0.
I don't know.
Happy Days, Potsy. How old is Potsy?
78.
72.
76. John Chris on the board.
Oh, nice. Maybe I got one. That's the only one I got.
Oh, we got more. Okay. Rapper T.I.
Rapper T.I. is going to be 45.
47.
44.
Come on. Nice.
5-2 now.
The game, dude.
All right, let's go NBA coach Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown has got to be 61.
77.
No. Hubie Brown is older than that. Hubie Brown is way older than that. I'm thinking of Mike Brown.
Okay.
Hubie Brown, the white guy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got to be I shouldn't have said that. He's got to be 79.
92.
Yeah, well, yeah.
92.
Supermodel Cheryl Teagues.
Cheryl Teagues. I'm trying to picture it in my head, but I shouldn't do that, right?
No.
Depends how old she is, I guess. I'm going to go 60.
That's pretty good. 58.
78. Bob McAdoo, former NBA player, NBA
Bob
legend.
McAdoo. Is he the icon? That's Jerry West.
Jerry West.
I'm going to say he's 84.
78.
74. The last three. Chase is up 5-2.
I got to have all these.
Scottie Pippen.
All right, Scottie Pippen. All right, when I was 16, he's 23. I'm going to say I'm 41. I'm going to say Scottie Pippen is 53.
60.
60 exactly.
Scottie Pippen is 60?
7-2. We're down to the last two.
No way.
Tampa Bay Hall of Famer, San Francisco 49ers general manager, John Lynch.
John Lynch is my age. John Lynch is 50. He's not my age, but he's my age. John Lynch was playing when I was playing.
55.
54. Chase up 8-2. Our last one.
He's going, yeah.
Our last one, Nashville guy.
Yep.
Matt Hasselbeck.
Matt Hasselbeck is, let's see, he's coaching high school now.
Yep.
Yeah. What's he doing?
At Innsworth.
Is he?
Yep.
Matt Hasselbeck has got to be 52. Wait, 40. Matt, what's the other Hasselbeck?
Tim.
He's older.
All right,
Matt's younger.
You tell us, John.
Matt, I'm going to go, he's 50. I'm going to go, he's 49.
Uh-oh. You got to go?
49? No, it's my
I think you're
– Lydia, yeah. Lydia's on the 3 o'clock. The 3 o'clock.
Oh, nice. Show.
Yeah.
50.
50 exactly.
What did I say?
49.
How did you do that?
I don't know.
Chase wins over John Chris.
Has 10
to 2.
He's ever cheated?
No.
He doesn't.
I don't cheat.
That was impressive.
We will post the recap. Unfortunately, we got to run, Dr. Crane. I'm sure it's fantastic. But thank you to John Chris for hanging out with us today.
Honored to be down here, brothers.
Yeah, we're looking forward to January 25th at the Opry House.
Love to have
it's gonna
you.
It's going to be fun.
Sounds
appreciate
good.
You, brother.
That's going to do it for us.
That was great, man. Thank
Joe.
You.
Oh, yeah. We leave the show every day with our message, our same message every day to our guys out there. If you are struggling, please reach out. Talk to somebody. Let somebody know how you're doing. I tell you all the time, our world's a better place because you are here.
Amen.
And you are so tremendously loved.
Amen.
Not only by us, but know that God loves you more than anything. Have a great day.
Oh, amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next, 102.5 The Game.